ship owned by late Microsoft co-founder's estate tipped over in Scotland, 33 injured. By Michael Foster on March 22, 2023. A ship belonging to the estate of Paul Allen, a co-founder of Microsoft who died in 2018, was docked in Scotland when it was tipped over by intense winds, resulting in injuries to 33 people. The Evening Standard reported the ship was docked in Leith, Edinburgh, when the incident occurred. 21 people were taken to the hospital in the aftermath, and 12 people received medical attention at the scene. 5 ambulances, an air ambulance, and 3 trauma teams were deployed to the scene, a Police Scotland press release indicated. The Scottish Ambulance Service wrote in a statement it had taken 15 of the hospitalised patients to Edinburgh Royal Infirmary, 4 to Western General Hospital, and 2 to Victoria Hospital in Kirkcaldy. A statement from the National Health Service Lothian indicated the NHS worked to create additional hospital capacity to treat the injured, including by cancelling outpatient appointments, endoscopies and planned surgeries at the RE today to enable staff from other areas to support their A&E colleagues and to free up our surgical staff for emergencies. However, the statement also said there are no plans to postpone procedures scheduled for tomorrow. Our staff are working tirelessly to ensure patients get the best care, and our thoughts are with everyone affected by this incident. Jackie Campbell, Chief Officer of Acute Services, is quoted as saying in the statement. Adam McVeigh, a Leith counsellor, tweeted a message warning those nearby to avoid the area. Emergency services are responding to a major incident at Leith docks. A ship has been dislodged from its holding in strong winds. Terrifying for those on board. My thoughts are with those who have been injured and hope everyone recovers quickly. Please avoid area. A 2020 Facebook post by the vessel's official page indicated the ship had been placed in long-term moorage for the foreseeable future due to COVID-19 concerns. Police Scotland noted an investigation into the incident is ongoing.